It's Monday morning, and you know, we have somebody that comes in positively for us because he is the man. He is Coach Podo, Coach Josh Podoras, and you know, he's positive, but on Christmas week, you have to be a little more positive.
You have to be a little more positive on Christmas week, unless you're the Grinch, right?
Yeah, I
tell you what's not positive, though, McCurley, this cold weather, man. I am a warm weather, hot weather
you're
guy.
You're a baseball guy.
I am.
I'm a football at Lambeau Field type guy.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But no doubt, I would say everybody's got to be positive at Christmas, and there's no better way to be positive than to give. You know, that's even in the good book, you know, giving's better than receiving. So one positive, cool thing that I'd like to reflect on and give a shout out to is Fayetteville baseball. Last week, Coach Matt Collier, you know, is my best friend, and I'm an assistant coach there with him. The Fayetteville baseball team sponsored a few kids in Fayetteville to buy Christmas presents for. So not only do they go and set aside some money to sponsor these children at Christmas time, but Coach Collier divides the players up into groups, and the baseball players are the actual ones that pick out the presents for these kids. So it was so cool to see, because they were, you know, as the baseball players are shopping, they're going down the aisles and, you know, price matching and doing all the really cool things that were just so warming to my heart to see that, man, our youth gets knocked every now and then. We always hear, you know, kids ain't what they used to be. That is just simply not true, because last week I witnessed one of the most amazing things to see, and it was a group of teenagers coming together to support something that was much bigger than themselves. So shout out to Coach Collier, the Fayetteville baseball team. I know the Fayetteville Sports Booster Club had involvement in that too, but it's all about giving, and that's what they did. They set aside some money, and they bought for a couple of kids here at Christmas time.
And you know, here's the thing about me is when those kids wake up on Christmas morning, okay, and they get those gifts, not only are you blessing those kids, but you're also blessing those parents, because they become the heroes.
Yes,
them and Santa Claus.
That's exactly right. And to add to the heart tug a little bit, you know, this family has suffered a little bit the last few weeks with some things, and it was just so wonderful to see. Like I said, it wasn't a, hey, let's just show up and get some gifts and go to the checkout line. It was just so amazing to see all of these guys really wanting to do something special. I mean, it was very, very, very good to see.
I'm going to tell you this. I've probably said this on this program a time or two, but in years past, but Harold Brooks at the Boys Club is one of my just most dearest people in the world. He's like a father to me. For years, he did a Christmas program. It started with three families. Then it grew to five. Then it grew to 15. Then it grew to 35.
Wow.
Families who
That's
would come.
Amazing.
Here's the thing, though. There were several that couldn't come get what he had for them. We had to deliver it. And out of his pocket, he would go and buy turkeys and hams and fruit baskets, and we would deliver them to the Sullivan Towers and over here in the court to elderly people that he knew, that he went to church with, that couldn't get out and get things. But the ones we delivered to some of those homes, Josh Podoras, when I tell you, when people had nothing, I mean absolutely nothing. So I would make my boys go with me.
Wow.
And him. And they saw what need there was, okay? So these kids these young men on the Fayetteville baseball team are learning something now. And I'm not saying their parents are not teaching them this. Obviously they are. They wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But what they're learning from Coach Collier and you in how to help people when they are in need, okay? Because my boys saw the need. When we walked into a home, we walked into one home where all there was a half a jar of peanut butter in the cabinet. That was it. No toys, no tree, no food, no nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It made such an impact on my boys that KJ to this day still wants to do for the needy.
That's a lasting impression that these players will have.
Yes.
And they'll learn how to pay it forward, you know. And then you know, that's the ultimate testament to life, is we're teaching them. There'll be a time where they teach someone else, and those that they teach will teach someone else, and it passes down the line. And to know that all that is happening in a positive manner, I mean, that's really what life's about, McCurley.
Absolutely.
That is just special stuff, and it all starts at the top. So just huge shout-out to head coach Matt Collier, because what was the quote that Billy Graham had? A coach can impact more people than in a single year than most people impact in their entire life. So, I mean, not only is Coach Collier winning games on the field, but he's changing lives off the field as well.
He and I have something that we chuckle about, and this is a quote from an old coach of mine, and actually Coach Saban picked up on this. When you win, say little, and when you lose, say less.
Love that. That's wonderful.
I mean, it sticks with you.
Yep.
You know, and that puts a burning desire in your belly to want to come back and do good on the field.
It does.
But that's what these kids are going to learn.
That's right.
At Fayetteville. Shout out to Coach Matt Collier.
Absolutely. Guys, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you have a wonderful week. Go dominate your week.
Dominate it.